Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Hey, we've made it through the holidays, and there's a Melania movie out there which critics hate, but the public seems to like. Super Bowl Sunday is the day after this program first airs on AFR. In some ways, things are going back to normal. But in other ways, things seem very, very agitated. It's under the surface, but also very strong. Do you feel it? I've been puzzling over the changes we had in January. For example, did you realize that gold and silver took a roller coaster ride last month? They were up unbelievably in the first couple of weeks. And then we had a $10 trillion crash as January closed out. Does this mean something? Maybe you were focused on domestic politics. We had near riots in Minneapolis and massive protests across the country against deporting those in our nation illegally, something that's popular with the majority of people, and yet the riots. And in Texas, a deep red district just elected a Democrat over a Trump-endorsed Republican by something like 17 points. Wow. In Virginia, the new governor was supposed to be a moderate. In her first few weeks, she started down a path to consolidate power that would have Karl Marx cheering, if not blushing. Overseas, we see the Iranian regime on the brink, but pushing back hard on those demanding liberty. Something like 30 or 40,000 people have been killed. If you live in a bubble, you might think things have seemed stable. I'm here to say that the world is on fire, even if the fire raging is beneath the surface. It's sort of like lava ready to explode out of a volcano. But don't despair. Jesus said we'd have days like this. And for Christians, we should not be taken by surprise. This is a wonderful time to be alive, to share the gospel, and to show ourselves approved by standing for liberty, security, and values. America has made it 250 years. What we do this year may determine if we can have 250 more. To join me in this wide-ranging discussion is our Pirate Money co-host, The Voice, my great friend and co-host, Mike Carter.
Kevin, great to be here. As you were going through all those geopolitical events and economic events, it just reminded me why we started a lot of what we're doing, building a war room where people can understand what's really going on and what it means to them. So it's happening. Things are happening. It's active out there. It's good to be back in the war room. We've been super busy on legislative efforts across the country. And let's get into some gold and silver discussions.
Yeah, well, it's been actually a couple of weeks since you've been here, and a lot's happened since then. We talk every day, multiple times every day. Gold and silver, that's a big one. That's one that you've spent months, years working on with legislation. Here's a Business Insider headline. This was Monday, February 2nd, so it's right after January closeout. It actually used that term, speculation to squeeze a timeline of the roller coaster ride in gold and silver that ended in a crash. Did you see that article?
I didn't see the article until just this morning when I was looking at some of the show stuff here, but certainly saw and got the responses from people like, what's happening with gold? You know, it's been so unusual because we've seen gold's a steady store of value for 5,000-6,000 years, and then all of a sudden we see it spike up. And then I was like, man, I wish I would have bought some more. And then all of a sudden we see it drop down. I'm like, huh. Maybe this is a time again. I think what do you call that? A widowmaker or something like that when that happens?
Yeah, oh my gosh. So what it is few people remember that 1929, and I'm not thinking gold and silver are going to crash, but this is reality of markets. You don't ever have a big downturn unless you've had a peak before that. And boy, did we have a peak. Silver, you know, it was $5 an ounce when we were a kid, and it was $20 an ounce not that long ago. Then it broke through last year, $90, $100, touching $114 an ounce, representing a 60% increase in January alone before it dropped, and leaving many analysts noting extreme speculative overbought conditions. All right, so what that's saying is that this became a mania. People are like, I'm desperate, I need gold and silver, silver especially. There's a lot more behind that, by the way. There's the Chinese involvement, there's JP Morgan Chase with a very strong short position on silver, which I think they've closed out now. There's the fact that more silver has been sold on paper than actually exists in the world. All of those things contribute.
And that's a key point because, you know, everything we're talking about with transactional gold and silver is physical gold that you actually own. It's in a vault, but it's allocated. It's what I own. It's not paper, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of paper silver. I don't know when they open up some of these derivative products that have silver. I don't know if they're going to go and find a bunch of IOUs from people like J.P. Morgan, but apparently J.P. Morgan had some IOUs. They borrowed some silver and put IOUs in there. I've heard they closed out that short position after the mini crash that we just had.
Well, that's convenient for them.
Yeah, how convenient. All right, so there were a lot going on. Gold wasn't up nearly as much as silver, but it was still, it had, you know, $4,000 an ounce. Oh my gosh, I think maybe this decade it'll hit 5,000, and then it hit 5,000, a few weeks later, and then 5,500. It was horrifying, and not because if you own gold it was exciting, but you're like, what is wrong in the world that would allow gold to go up this much?
Yeah, and gold dropped what, 10%. How much did the dollar drop in actual value over the last 2 years?
Actually, the dollar's dropped about 10% in the dollar decline. It was about a 10% drop, which is massive in a currency, especially if it's the primary reserve currency of the world.
Yeah.
Now, I just saw today, and it's not in the show notes, I'm just bringing it up, a true inflation. Heritage Foundation put this out, an economist. True inflation measures not like the CPI, which is a basket of goods and services. They actually measure the actual costs. And they say that inflation was only up 1% last 12 months. I find that hard to accept, but that's because rent is such an amazing part of it. And rents have come actually down.
Yeah.
For new rents. So.
Some of that immigration and people going back that came here illegally is making a difference.
That's what they said, and gasoline prices. So I don't know, inflation feels like it's gone up decently in the past 12 months, certainly less than it did under Biden.
Yeah.
Under Biden, it was just every time you turn around, everything was more expensive.
You know, but I look at the gold and silver charts, it dropped a little bit. But over time, we know it's been a steady store of value. So if I'm cost averaging and buying a little bit of gold or silver every month, on the long term, I'm still going to be good. And this is, again, just another way to pay as we talk about the transactional components to this.
It is a warning, though, in that, number one, gold and silver going up that much says there's something wrong in the financial system somewhere. And then it turned into a speculative mania in the short term. We need to solve that by making gold and silver money again and not just a speculation.
Yeah,
it will do that. And we can return back to that steady store of value. I don't want any more than I want Bitcoin. If Bitcoin were money, think how terrible it would be. One day it's a dollar a Bitcoin, and then 10 years later, it's $120,000 a Bitcoin. That kind of volatility is not good for money. And honestly, it's the recent volatility in gold and silver is not great for money either.
Yeah.
But I think it will stabilize. I think it's reflecting other problems in the monetary system. But one thing that did happen that was important was we got a new Fed chairman.
Yeah, that's supposedly maybe the establishment's version of why gold and silver dropped, because he's going to be more of a fiscal hawk?
That's what they're saying, and in fact, I think there's truth in that. Kevin Warsh is a good choice. He wouldn't have been my first choice, but purely for selfish reasons. I would have loved Kevin Hassett as the Fed chairman, because we know Kevin.
Yes.
And he's written he's written notes for my books and things. I spent, an entire day with him, briefing him on economic warfare one day. He's been a good guy.
But President Trump said he's a little too smart. He wanted to keep him closer to himself. So, that's good to have some context over there still.
Here's what Kevin Warsh says. He says, you print too much money, you get inflation. That's the Fed chairman I want. I want somebody who understands that you just can't produce, unlike Jared Bernstein, who's like, well, we don't know why we do this, or, all of that. Who was not a Fed chairman, never will be a Fed chairman, but he was the head of the Council of Economic Advisors.
Well, let's look at Jerome Powell and his little remodeling project at the Fed. He seems like I can just print money. It doesn't matter. So let's spend billions on this building.
Yeah, no, that's a little scary too. And Trump is a developer. He knows what it should cost to refurbish that building. So he called him on it. And rather than being respectful, he was, oh, you're threatening my Fed independence. And then Trump turns around and nominates the guy that the markets say will be the most independent. Which is
sometimes you wonder if he's planning that stuff ahead.
Yeah, he actually pacified the markets, broke that speculative fervor in gold. And as a result, people said, hey, look, the Fed's going to act more responsibly under him, and I hope that's the case. And the net result of it is we don't have to panic buy gold and silver, which is good. I don't want panic. I don't want people panicking. I want this to be just another way to pay.
Yeah.
So you've been making progress on this in the states. Did people call you? You got notes?
Oh yeah, I had legislators calling, trying to understand what does this mean and what does it look like, and you know. But it's still a pretty simple answer. If you bought gold a year ago or 2 years ago, you're still up pretty significantly. And while it is a stable store of value, gold is going to go up and down. But with transactional gold and silver, you can do an auto pay. You can buy a little bit as $10, $50 a month, start saving. And overall, on average, we've seen that steady growth for gold until just this last few days out there, or a few months, where we saw it spike because of all this geopolitical activity. So
the spike up was the aberration. It is now back on a normal trend line, and it's going to, over time, I mean, if we have 2% inflation, gold's going to be going up every year because of that inflation. Wow. All right, so does this mean the dollar's back? Is this a normal correction for assets that had massive growth last year? Both of them are a little bit true, but we're going to cover all this and more. We'll be right back with Mike Carter, and we'll talk about gold and silver and what they mean.
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion. Alternative lifestyles. Gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty, invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined with the great Mike Carter, and we're talking about gold and silver, but we're also, let's start with some basic facts. We have a large and a growing debt that has created massive erosion in purchasing power over time. 90% decrease over 55 years since Nixon ended gold convertibility in 1971. And that ultimately led to inflation, and it spikes at times. And under Biden, the inflation was severe, mostly because of the massive government spending and the fact that we're hiring not people that are being productive in the workforce, but government workers. So I'm looking at Biden's final numbers here. It says the worst spike came during 12 months ended in June 2022, which saw a 9.1% increase in the CPI, 9.1% annualized.
Oh, we were all feeling that.
Yeah, well, you know, according to that true inflation website I was looking at, they said that was understated. It was more like 17%.
Yeah. And it felt like it. It still feels like it because, you know, while we've slowed down the growth of inflation, those inflated dollars are still there. You're still like, where's my money going?
That's right. So you print a ton of money, as they did. You print so much money. The more money you have chasing the fewer goods, the only way to solve that inflation problem is productivity. You've got to grow the economy as fast as you're growing the money supply or growing government in right. this case. And if you don't, then you will have a sinking dollar. And here's a chart. Do you see the CBS News put out a chart of the sinking dollar? It was on the dollar index. It was 114 in 2022 before that inflation hit. It is now 98. And so there's your, you know, that would be 17% inflation. Yeah. That's a pretty accurate statement. We can't count the dollar out. But central banks have now are holding what? More of what?
Gold.
Gold.
And they're flocking to gold. And what we say legislatively is we're working in each of the states out there, if the central banks are buying it, why shouldn't individual citizens have that same opportunity to make it easy to buy gold and have that as a hedge against inflation?
Exactly. So I look at this in 2021. Central bank reserves, they had 28% in U.S. Treasury bonds and 13% in gold. And you look at that now in 2025, it's 24% in gold and 23% in Treasury bonds. So world central banks have moved away from the dollar and moved into gold.
Yeah.
And individuals ought to have that same right or
wrong. Then when you look at that bar chart, it's pretty significant, the difference in the amount of people that are flocking to gold out there.
Yep.
Even with gold buying down, they'll probably be flocking to buy a little bit more of that, especially if it's the real metal and not paper gold.
Right. And so I need to bring this up. Support for this program comes from Glint. It's a financial technology service offering a debit card and mobile app that enables users to access gold holdings for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. At the time of a transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchases amounts in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Gold clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, and manage their account through the Glint app available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. Again, that's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint providing access to gold for modern spending. And that's really the knock on gold. Historically, I bought a gold coin. What do I do with it?
Right, right. We just had Senator Marty Harbin in Georgia on Georgia Public TV with a Democrat leader, both getting behind this because he pulled out his gold coin worth $5,000 and said, I can't do anything with this. You know, how do I spend this? And the moderator was like, well, let me see. You know, that's a real coin. Wow. How do you make change at Walmart with a $5,000 gold coin? I'm buying $200 in groceries. Can I have $4,800 back? But with this, with a card like this, you can go anywhere and make gold transactional. It makes it functional currency.
Yeah, but if you don't do that, you're sitting there with a $5,000 gold coin, and then you start to speculate on it. And that's what we saw, the big run-up in gold prices. It was because of speculation. And when that speculation broke, it came back down to earth, back down to the normal trend line. Making gold and silver money changes that. Mm-hmm. It takes the speculation out of it, and it makes it something just that's useful. That's what God intended. I mean, you go back to the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, gold and silver have been money, also copper. We're just talking about making them money again, and that'll remove the speculation.
Remove the friction. That typically is had there if you got gold or you got to go, how do I exchange it and so forth? That's easy.
If you didn't see what happened in January and you went to, you know, went to sleep December 31st and woke up on January 31st, you'd say, gold prices, they're just the same.
Yeah.
We had a roller coaster in there. All right, we're going to be back. We'll talk right after this break about the new Fed chairman, Kevin Warsh, and why he should be good for the markets. We'll be right back.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold.
Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but this is, I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not, using
really?
This. Using this. That's my MasterCard, and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with Glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
You know, there's so much going on in money today. When we started as a nation 250 years ago, the founders thought money was gold doubloons and silver pieces of eight, aka pirate money. And we're talking about how we go back to pirate money. But in between then, we've had greenbacks, we've had money issued by individual banks, state-issued money. We've had all these things through the history. And then in 1913, the Federal Reserve was created. And from then till now, it was created to prevent any big wide swings in the market and everything. Oh, they're going to solve that. And then, you know, 1913, then 1929, we had a stock market crash and went into a Great Depression. But the Fed is, you know, they see their job as creating money to keep stability. And they just, that's their answer for everything. They create more money whenever there's a problem. You've seen those videos, right?
We've seen the videos, yeah. We just keep printing money digitally. We don't even actually print it anymore. Just digitally, we just put it into the system. And, you know, we've both been to Jekyll Island. You see where the Federal Reserve was formed, the kind of a guy's club there on this island. We're just going to find a new way to control the monetary system. Maybe it's for good intentions, but certainly has not ended up the way that I think any of us want it to end up.
You know, Jekyll Island, number one, it sounds, you know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, it sounds a little monster-ish. And, and then you add to it the fact that at the top of Jekyll Island was Indian Mount, which is where J.D. Rockefeller had his place and where they used to sacrifice babies. It's a terrible story, the history of that. But nevertheless, we have a new Fed chairman.
I don't know things. Kevin Warsh.
And look at the typical Trumpian headline from the White House. It says, the headline is wide acclaim for President Trump's nomination of Kevin Warsh as Fed chair. It doesn't say, I've nominated Kevin Warsh. It's, you know, people love it. Everybody loves it. They're all talking about it.
He's a sales guy. But I got to ask this, Kevin. We got Kevin Warsh. We got Kevin Hassett. We got Kevin Freeman. If you're going to have a great economic mind, is it kind of a God thing? You're named Kevin?
Well, I don't know. I think of Home Alone with Kevin from Home Alone, who taught us about inflation. That was an episode we did about the movies and what we could learn from the movies. I don't know if Kevin is just happened to be in vogue about, which I'm guessing 60 years ago when we were all born or so. But Kevin Warsh, he's a good choice. Here are the impacts. Trump will have confidence because he did not trust Jerome Powell. Just didn't find him trustworthy. And in fact, he felt like he was working against him in the first term. So I think that's going to help. If Trump has more confidence in the Fed, I think that's going to be good for the economy.
Yeah, and that will come across. There'll be a perception there for the market as well. So Trump has the confidence. This guy apparently looks like he's more fiscally right. And so, you know, with those things together, that should be good for the economy.
Yep. And then the markets are going to have confidence, and we keep Kevin Hassett in President Trump's ear, and that's a good thing. But I want to point out, even Warren Buffett, near his retirement, admitted something that he never admitted before. I followed Buffett's career my entire life, and here's a headline. You know, Warren Buffett isn't worried about the dollar's dominance. He predicted it would still be the world's reserve currency in 2065, and yet near his retirement, here he is. We wouldn't want to be owning anything in a currency that's going to hell, and that's the big thing we worry about with the United States currency, meaning the dollar. The natural course of government is to make the currency worthless over time. So even Warren Buffett has gotten on some of this.
To see that clip, and I think, do we have time to share that here still? Because that clip is powerful.
Yeah, let's watch the clip.
And obviously we wouldn't want to be owning anything that we thought was in a currency that was really going to hell. And that's the big thing we worry about with the United States currency. I mean, the tendency of a government to want to debase its currency over time is, there's no system that beats that. You can pick dictators, you can pick representatives, you can do anything. But the people, there will be a push toward weaker currencies. And of course, that is, I mentioned very briefly in the annual report that the fiscal policy is what scares me.
All right, so I'm scared by fiscal policy too. And Mike, that's why you've been working so fervently to give people a choice, a currency that cannot be debased. It's gold and silver.
Yeah, exciting. Let's get Warren Buffett a throat lozenge for the next interview. But that was scary, what he's saying.
It is scary. And for him to admit it, no wonder people were looking to gold. All right, we're making progress in these states. Thank you, Mike, for all the work you were doing there. We're going to take a break. After the break, we're going to bring on Frank Gaffney, and we're going to be talking about geopolitics. We'll be right back with Frank Gaffney.
Oh, hi, I'm Kevin Sorbo, and I'm here to tell you about coffee. Well, not really, but I'm going to use coffee to illustrate my point. Here we have several different coffees, each with its own unique characteristics. First, we have instant coffee. This coffee pretends to be coffee, but it's not really coffee at all. It's a fraud. Plus, it tastes terrible. I'm out. Next, we have woke coffee. Their coffee actually tastes pretty good. Until you find out that when you drink it, you have to admit that you've oppressed other coffees in the past. Insanity, I'm out. Next, we have Big Tech Coffee. Now, these guys used to encourage folks to share with others what they thought about their coffee. But now, if you say you don't like Big Tech Coffee, they'll take away your coffee pot. I'm out. This brings us to Patriot Mobile Coffee, right? This is one big cup of truth and freedom. There's no fraud here. Patriot Mobile is America's real Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile gives back millions of dollars every year to organizations that are on the front lines fighting for our freedoms. Patriot Mobile offers the best nationwide 4G and 5G coverage on the same networks as the other major carriers. So you'll get the same great coverage along with 100% US-based customer support while knowing you are supporting a company that shares your conservative values. Switch to Patriot Mobile today by visiting patriotmobile.com or call 972-PATRIOT.
Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Before the break, we were talking with Mike Carter about the economy and transactional gold and silver, aka pirate money. Now we have Frank Gaffney in the Pirate Money Radio studios for the very first time. Welcome, Frank.
Kevin, I feel as though I'm in a shrine to Patriot Money. I call it that all the time. Pirate money. You're a patriot. You have come up with this, and I know somewhere on the book,
it says patriot. Pirate money is patriot money.
It is. That's why I do that. But anyway, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me, and I just love this set.
Well, we're glad to have you, and welcome back to AFR.
Thank you.
You are a long-term host on Family Radio, and I know all of our listeners here.
I miss it terribly, and the audience as well. They were great people, and I'm glad they're being served by you.
Well, it's a great audience, but we're also on Real Life Network and a few other places. We're as a TV show and a radio show and a podcast all here rolled up in one.
That's multimedia.
I was talking to some podcast hosts not long ago, and in the early days, they disdained the use of video. Oh, it's got to be pure. You can't have video. And then now the podcast, they're having these big conferences, and now the conference is saying, here's how we incorporate video into it. So the world is changing.
It's changing, and not entirely for the better, Kevin, but that's what keeps us in business, I guess, is pointing it out and trying to correct it. And honestly, I want to say, when I talk about shrine, I mean it seriously. The thing that I have valued about you professionally as well as a great friend is you see problems and you fix them. You're not content to admire them, as I'm fond of saying. You're a solutions kind of guy.
We try to fix them.
And all of these platforms that you have been working on so tirelessly are geared towards that, and it's a tremendous contribution you're making to the country.
Well, you're very kind. I'd like to see some of this succeed, but the challenges that we're facing...
Succeeding. I'd say getting five states of the union to embrace your vision of transactional gold and silver is a success by any measure.
Well, we've had some great people and great legislators picking up and running with it. Mike mentioned Senator Marty Harbin, on television. I showed that to someone. And they said, "Wow, it's like he read your book," which is kind of cool. All right, we've got a new book out, and the new book of the problem that we're facing. That's what we need to talk about today. It's The Four Horsemen of the American Apocalypse and Our Six Trials by Fire. Red, green, blue, and yellow. And Frank, you've done a lot to teach me about why we need to have red communism, green Islam, blue globalism, and yellow the traitors and cowards who've enabled us for America selling us out. What are we facing?
Well, first of all, let me just thank you for adding to the Rainbow Coalition there the yellow piece, because it's really at the core of what we're facing. The traitors in our country, the fellow travelers, the folks who throw in with what they consider to be the winning team, they are betraying our nation. And whether they're betraying it in the service of the Chinese Communist Party and its friends, or whether they're betraying it in the service of what I call the Sharia supremacists, the jihadis, or whether they're betraying it in the service of the globalists who want, as do the others, to rule the world. they are setting this country up for its destruction. And you're right to call them out. They deserve their own color. And yellow is the perfect, I think, one to apply.
Traitors, cowards, and fools. Mm. Traitors because they're selling us out. Cowards because they're afraid that America can't stand. And fools because they're foolishly going along. Yeah. All right.
Most especially, they foolishly think they're going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
History is any guide. They will be put up against the wall and shot before
among
everybody
the very
else.
First. Among the very first. All right, so why are you in Texas? You're spending a month of your life here in the great state of Texas. What are we fighting here?
Well, I was just on Steve Bannon's show, and I announced that he and I are now forward deployed in the state that you have the privilege of living in all the time to try to help counter what we consider to be arguably the most immediate threat to this state, and if it goes over the side, to this republic. And that is the threat of Sharia. And it just happens as we speak, you are holding in your hand a book
yep.
of that name. It's called Sharia, the Threat to America. And I modestly describe it as, I think, one of the best resources on this topic. Not because I wrote it, certainly not single-handedly, but with a team of very, very impressively informed individuals. We called it Team B2. It was led by Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin and Lieutenant General Ed Soysters, both retired Army general officers. And it stands the test of time. We wrote it in 2010, warning about what's coming. And I want to say, Kevin, that I've been very, very troubled over these years that more hasn't been done to recognize this problem and do something about it. And I'm very excited about what I see happening in this state right now. And not just here. One of the things that Steve did on the show that we just did, War Room, was he played a 7-minute clip, I think, from yesterday's, as we speak, yesterday's Sharia Free America Caucus press conference on Capitol Hill. Congressman Keith Self from Texas, Congressman Chip Roy.
Who's been here.
I know he has.
I've been in the room with him. Yeah.
I know. Great guys. And they are the co-chairs of this thing. And each and every one of the speakers who was shown in the clips, at least, were fabulously impressive on the danger we're facing and the need for corrective action. So we're here with what we call the Save Texas, Save America campaign. You can find it at bansharia.com. It's got, among other things, resources like this book available and more information about the campaign and what you can do to help with it, including, by the way, something that you inspired, Kevin. We call it 10 for Texas. Go to bansharia.com, hit the donate button, and just give $10 towards the campaign to try to save Texas and America for that.
And that is a nonprofit.
It's a tax-deductible contribution.
Yeah, so it's a nonprofit, so we can talk about it here, because we're on nonprofit radio, as
you know. We are on nonprofit radio. This is an educational mission.
Yes, it is. And so it is a mission that we carry broadly. I mean, Peter Schweitzer, I'll be interviewing this afternoon, talking about the invisible coup. And if you don't realize a threat, almost said another word, didn't I?
You almost did.
A threat Sharia is to Texas. Let me back you out just a second. If you don't realize that's a threat, then do you realize that the inflation you're facing, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the inflation that you're facing is impacted by an open border and a lot of people who came across our border, and that's hurt housing affordability? If you don't realize it's a threat, then maybe you didn't see the East Wiley, Texas, where they're putting girls, high school students, covering up in burqas and things.
Free hijabs,
mm-hmm. or that they're passing out Korans in the school where we can't talk Bible, we can't talk Jesus, but they can talk the Koran. You don't realize, and that's in East Wiley, Texas, which is a little tiny sleepy town outside of Dallas-Fort Worth. If you don't,
do you think possibly that's being done in some other schools as well?
Yeah, it's being done wherever they can. If they can do it right. in Texas, they can do it anywhere. And you don't realize that this has been a part of a replacement idea to bring in voters. This is the traitors, the cowards, the fools, and so forth. We got a clip from Chuck Schumer. I want to play about the immigrant invasion, many of which were Islam. Go ahead and play it.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
So, Frank, what do you think the ultimate goal is for Democrats?
Well, one of the things that they also had in mind, apparently, according to Senator Dixon, as I recall, was having these guys serve in the military, which is another brilliant idea. But what ultimately they have in mind, Kevin, as you said, is replacement. They don't like the electorate that is in this country right now.
They want voters.
They want voters who will replace them and create a new majority for the people who want to destroy this country.
And why I call them fools is we saw through that open border Biden had to get replacement voters. We saw an alarming rise in military-aged Chinese men entering the U.S. illegally. You've talked about that.
I hope we can talk about it a little bit more than we've got time to do right this minute, because I think this is the single most scary thing I know of.
All right, so we see the Biden administration imported a lot of voters, and what they got were Islamists and military-aged Chinese males. Is that good for America? We'll discuss it and more right after this break. We'll be right back.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
Fried chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I gonna fill this in? I seriously actually don't know where how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming. Do you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know. You may have to ask the cashier. I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually, you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm gonna pay with this, but I'm gonna pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah? How much gold did I pay? Gold, how many grams?
0.26.
Quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by the great Frank Gaffney, who was a regular host on American Family Radio for quite a while, talking about national security issues and securing America. Now you've got your program is on Real America's Voice.
Correct, called Securing America. It is a television program. It is a podcast. We have a commentary that runs in video and audio forms that are all associated with it. You can find all of it at securingamerica.substack.com.
Securingamerica.substack.com. All right, Frank, we were just talking about open borders and how dangerous they are. In Texas, it means that we've seen a massive influx of Islamic movement, and in fact, Texas being advertised in the Middle East. This is where you move, this is where you go. But we also talked about Chinese military-age males coming across the border. What kind of threats does that mean for Americans?
We're having this conversation in the context of what I consider to be the dismantling of ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. There could hardly be a more important time to have those guys on the job doing it even more comprehensively, because it turns out the worst of the worst, which is what we're told they've been focusing exclusively on, are not just gangbangers and, you know, drug dealers and other criminal elements like that. I believe it's the distinct possibility that there are now multiple divisions worth of Chinese People's Liberation Army soldiers in this country. And countless jihadis as well, by the way. But just staying with the Chinese soldiers, this is particularly chilling because our colleague Sam Faddis, who had as his last job in the Central Intelligence Agency, where he served for 20 years as an undercover operative, was responsible for countering weapons of mass destruction terrorism. And he's warning that the second Chinese biowarfare laboratory that was just discovered in Las Vegas looks a lot like and seems to be owned by the same Chinese national who's been getting millions of dollars from the Chinese regime, who owned the one in Reedley, California, which was discovered 3 years ago, and basically nothing was done to figure out who this guy was, what was going on, stopping. I'm told by Sam Faddis that there may be as many as 20 of these labs across the United States. You put those, the contents of those labs, Sam says that some of the drug, the viruses that are in those vials that they found there would have a mortality rate of 60 to 90%.
Wow.
Put that in the hands of Chinese soldiers and you could see the end of the population of the United States.
And we have that speech from the Chinese general who said we're going to depopulate America. This is
scary. That's the BW program's mission.
And yet the one team that could be out there looking and getting these people out, people think that they're being patriotic by impeding them, stepping in front of them.
Well, fighting them, sabotaging their missions and otherwise endangering them. And that's what's so crazy-making about the yellow
the
cohort.
Traitors, cowards, and fools.
They're insisting that they not only impede the performance of their missions, but they create conditions under which they are going to dox not only the men and women on the front lines, but their families as well. And I asked the question on Steve's show. This gets you back to 2020 and defund the police. Who's going to want to do these jobs under these circumstances?
Well, there were nurses talking about injecting them with substances, drugs that could kill them. So this is a serious problem and something we're going to have to address. We don't have a whole lot of time, Frank. I want to get to solutions of what we should do about it in the next block. But in this one, there is at least a couple of pieces of good news. One of them was Trump exiting the WHO, right?
World Health Organization. That's part of the blue problem set that we've been dealing with. It's a very big deal because the WHO was just a stalking horse for global governance, and that means the end of our constitutional republic and its sovereignty. Donald Trump be praised for taking that step finally.
And then the other piece of good news in the world is, as we're trying to shove Islam and Sharia down Texans' throats and really all in America, those who suffered in Iran are standing up even at the risk of their own lives. I think that's a piece of good news.
Yeah, we need to help them.
We need to help them. All right. Can we wake America up in time? What can we do to fix these problems? We're going to cover this and more when we come back with Frank Gaffney right after this break. We'll be right back.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And we're talking with the great Frank Gaffney, who served in the Reagan administration in the Defense Department. He served in the Senate, not as a senator, but the people that actually work in the Senate. You served in that capacity. And now you're at usfuture.org. Tell us about that and how people can follow you.
Well, that's the domain name for an organization that our friend and colleague Rod Martin created some time ago, but we've put into business in earnest at the start of last year to basically support five different coalitions. It's a, I think, unique business model. We're interested in enabling what I call the special forces in the war of ideas to be brought to bear, to partner with good people in government wherever possible, and to work on the outside to help good policies be adopted and supported by the American people.
These are really amazing things. Save the Persecuted Christians, the Sovereignty Coalition, BanSharia.com, which is a part of the Victory Coalition, the Committee on the Present Danger, China, and Save America's Military, which is Peace Through Strength. If people want to support you, they go where?
USfuture.org.
All right. And the other thing you've taught me is we need to make this a voting issue with the midterms heading our way. These are the topics, and that you get a chance to get politicians to listen to you once every 2 years when we have election. And now they're listening. This is the time to say, I put on record, I ban Sharia in Texas or ban Sharia in the United States or stand up against all of these things. This is the time to get them to commit. All right, Texas is so important. Steve Bannon said, look, it's the crown jewel of the United States, which is pretty hard for a Virginian to admit. But we have a coalition of grassroots. We had a Patriot Mobile dinner with Glenn Beck and Geert Wilders, and we're following up. We're doing the hard work of follow-up.
And Steve Bannon.
And Steve Bannon was the headliner there, and he's moving to Texas for a month, right?
He's here. He's in place, as I said, forward deployed, as am I, because we want to make sure that the people of this state who will have an opportunity to vote on the 3rd of March for the five-word Proposition 10, Texas should prohibit Sharia law, period.
It's pretty simple. It's March 3rd. It's a chance for all Texans to vote. And by the way, that dinner that we had was sponsored by Economic War Room, Pirate Money Radio, but primarily—
USfuture.org.
US Future.
Institute for the American Future.
The big donor sponsor was Patriot Mobile.
Big time.
And there are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way to promote liberty, security, and values. And Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company. They support the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on Apple and Android phones. More information about the Pirate Money Radio, the Economic War Room, and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And one of the things in our summit that we came up with, and we talked about, and we've had a lot of meetings on this, almost daily meetings on this, is we need to legalize apostasy so people can leave Islam without fear.
Yeah. Let me just say, if I may, one word about Glenn and Jenny's story in particular, the leadership of Patriot Mobile. They have thrown themselves into this fight in an extraordinary way. Jenny has personally been, I think, very much engaged.
She is a force of nature.
Making things happen. She absolutely is, and I can't thank her enough for what she's doing. Apostasy is just one example, Kevin, of the things that Sharia prohibits and then punishes people for.
And when we say
in
apostasy,
the most horrific way,
we, from their definition of apostasy, our definition is actually making a decision for yourself of who you want to serve. Religious liberty. Religious liberty to us is apostasy to them.
The option of changing your religion or not having one at all. Under Sharia, that is a capital offense. And any Muslim can execute it at their own will with impunity. This is a horrific thing, and we're going to have here in Texas for several days at least, maybe several weeks, a convert from Islam to Christianity out of the United Kingdom who will be talking about his life experience, his near-death experience.
We're going to have him on Pirate Money Radio to share some of this. There's good news. People are having dreams in the Islamic countries and turning to Jesus. Thank you, Frank, so much for being here. We really appreciate you. God bless. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. Patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Hey, Mike, we got Mike Carter back here. Did you hear Frank?
I did.
Scary.
Yeah, always action-packed with Frank and the things we deal with here, geopolitically, economically. But the good news is we don't need to have that spirit of fear. And so, you know, in fact, you know, we start to say, okay, what do we do with this information? I mean, if you listen to it on the surface, you'd be like, no wonder people are having record anxiety out there today. But we have a Bible verse, 2 Timothy 1, 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. And, you know, we know that no matter what's going on, God's got that ultimate plan, and just happy to be part of the team here to work towards some of those real solutions.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. We don't need a spirit of fear. That's 2 Timothy 1:7. We don't need a spirit of fear. But 1 Peter 5:8, the counter to that, it's not against it, but it a companion, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
And we're facing that.
Yes.
There is a roaring lion in the United States from this open border that we're going to have to deal with. And here's the last Bible verse I wrote down on the show notes, John 13:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. We're seeing that. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And that's our
Amen.
Answer.
Amen. Hard to keep that in perspective sometimes. You watch the news, you watch what's going on. We see, you know, we hear about bioweapon attacks in our own country or bioweapon facilities in our own country. We hear about a defund the police 2.0, things that defy logic. But it goes back to what mom always told me as a little kid. Someday there'll be a day where what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right. We're certainly living in those days today.
And Charlie Kirk, before he was shot, he asked me to start the Saving Civilization Action Network, SCAN, SCAN. Mm-hmm. And the website for that is scanhq.com to learn more. We haven't put it up there, but what our intention is to create a heat map where you can follow and see where there are hot spots. You can have understanding that's not media-driven for a narrative purpose. It's just the facts, like John Solomon was just the facts, and we'll put that information up there.
It'll be an ongoing heat map so people can kind of see what's going on across the world. The heat map's not up yet, but you can sign up now. So once we get this active, it'll be another resource for people to go to and say, what's really going on here?
Yep. No, I'm excited about that because we want to get the truth out. That's how we can be vigilant and sober because our enemy does run about as a roaring lion. We do need to pray over these things. So here's some prayer ideas. Number one, pray that we win this Texas ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Proposition 10, to ban Sharia because
yeah.
Sharia is contrary to our Constitution and contrary to the Bible.
It's not a religion. It's an ideology.
Number two, we need to wake up the church, and we're working on that. We're having pastor summits here on that. And number three, let's be praying for Muslims to come to Jesus. They're having dreams all over the world. I asked AI, is this happening? It genuinely is happening around the world. Muslims are having dreams of Jesus, and they're converting. We need to give them a path to come to know the truth of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. And I might say we don't need to wake up the church. We don't want those woke churches. We want those woke churches to understand truth and what's really happening out there,
yeah.
The spiritual
I
war
mean,
that's
the
taking
asleep
place.
Church.
I knew what you meant.
I mean the asleep church. All right, if you have questions, if you have prayer needs, if you have comments, email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. Pray for America. Pray for the world to return to God's principles this year. And let's celebrate the love of Christ as the greatest love in history. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, etc. Share this with your friends. This is Kevin Freeman, joined this week by Mike Carter and Frank Gaffney for Pirate Money Radio.
Arrgh.